Welcome to the Soul Guide Podcast. I'm Marnie Jane, Soul Guide and Intuitive, and I'm so glad that you're here. Hello, everyone. Oh my gosh, it has been a hot minute. I feel like I start every single episode with that, but I just feel like it seriously has been a hot minute. I'm going through so many different things right now, internally, externally. I have just got lots of things happening and moving in the background, and I just wanted to jump on to an episode today and just kind of talk it out. I just feel like talking it out has been my motto lately. Just talk it out, you know, get the clarity that you need whilst you're talking through what has been happening or what is going on. Talk through any emotions, talk through the situations, talk to the right person about what has been going on. But I just thought, you know what, I'm going to jump on and I'm just going to talk and I'm just going to see what comes through and see what you guys need to hear about in my life and what I'm up to. So you may have already noticed that I am changing the name of the podcast again. You're probably like, oh my God, Marnie, seriously, can you stop changing things? Because it is so hard to keep up. But when I went through my rebrand earlier in the year, I have felt disconnected from the podcast. And this happened to me the first time that I rebranded. So my podcast is seriously on its third name right now. And I don't even know if this is the name that's going to stick. I'm not 100% sold on it yet. So it may change again. But for the time being, it feels right. Is that the right word? Or it feels good. It feels like what it needs to be for me right now. So I am going through some major business changes. When we had the Mercury retrograde last month, August, I swear to God, August changed my life. I don't know if August changed anybody else's life, but it seriously changed my life. I was in the deepest hole. I didn't even want to say the word hole, but I was like in the deepest reflection period of my fucking life. I swear to God, don't mind the F-bomb, but it was seriously like so much reflection, so much recalibration, so much inner work, so much like looking at my own shit and working out where am I going next with my business, with my life, with everything. I also in August had vertigo for like 2 weeks, and this was such a strong message from my spirit team, probably the strongest message I've had from my spirit team in a really long time, that I needed to come back into balance. I needed to find a better balance. I was falling into this space of trying to do too much, trying to do everything, realizing that I couldn't do everything and I can't do everything with the time and the energy that I have. So I needed to really reflect on, okay, what's important to me right now? Where is my energy best put? And how can I kind of move forward with more balance in my life and particularly in my business? Obviously, my business is an extension of my energy, and it's important that I make sure that I'm looking after myself so that I can look after my beautiful clients and my beautiful communities that I've created on this wonderful journey. So I have made some changes. I have been actually, I want to say I've taken a little bit of a step back from my business in terms of I don't want to be in that hustle energy, which I feel like I was falling into. Like, I need to hustle, I need to fill my appointments, I need to make sure I've got things happening every day and things like that. And I really had to step back from that and go, no, actually, I don't need to hustle. I can be in flow. I can find a flow within my business, within my life. I can still be abundant at the same time. And so I've really had to reflect on where I want to put my energy. So as of next week, I don't have a booking system anymore. So I had a booking system where people could just go on, they could just book their appointment time and we jump on a Zoom, we do their reading, do the healing, whatever it is. I'm not doing that anymore because my spirit team has called me back to teaching, which is a bit of a curveball, I must admit, because at the end of last year, I was like, I think I'm done with teaching. I think my primary school teaching days are done, but I have felt so called back to teaching lately because I really miss working with children. And it's so funny. I was actually talking to my mum the other day and I was like, actually, wasn't my mum? No, I was talking to someone. I was talking to someone else. It was my mum. I've probably said this to my mum because I tell my mum lots of things, but I said I never would have left teaching in the first place if it wasn't for all the external energies that I was having to navigate and process and deal with while still going through a very intensive spiritual awakening. And I have been reflecting, like with my Mercury retrograde reflection, I was like, I want to go back to school. I want to be in the classroom again in some way, shape, or form. I still want to be showing up in my business because this is still like my soul work and so deeply I feel will always be a part of my path. But I felt like teaching was calling me back. So anyway, I have been easing into it and have been doing some relief teaching. And oh my gosh, I'm in my element at the moment. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. I feel so lit up by relief teaching at the moment. I have been teaching in multiple classrooms, working with multiple kids, and I'm just loving it. I'm really loving it, which is so surprising to me, but I love that I can go in, I'm working with the kids, and I'm having a great day with them, and I somewhat am healing them throughout the day in some ways, helping them to emotionally regulate. We have lots of different conversations about health, well-being, and all of the things. And I get to go home and switch off from the day and get ready for whatever the next day is going to bring. But I'm really enjoying it at the moment. So I felt like, okay, this is what I'm meant to be doing right now. So I have been taking a lot more relief teaching days. And it's funny how this has all worked out because with relief teaching, like I get called the night before, sometimes I get called a week before and say, hey, can you do this day next week? Or can you do this day this week? So it chops and changes. I don't really know when I'm working each week with the relief teaching, but you know, my spirit team has been bringing me a lot of regular relief, which is really nice. But it's funny how this has all come about because when I first started my business, my spirit team told me I was not going to be doing one-on-one readings forever. They told me that flat out. And I was like thinking in my head, well, why am I putting this effort into doing one-on-one bookings if it's not something that I'm going to be doing forever? And I'm hearing that saying, nothing is ever wasted. And essentially spirit was explaining to me, no, you needed to do your one-on-one bookings to be able to gain confidence in your gifts, your abilities, your psychic channels. I don't really like calling them gifts because it's not like, I don't feel like I'm any gifted than any other person who does the work that I do. And I also feel like anyone can open up their psychic channels and their intuition whenever they feel that it's the right time for them to do so, or if they feel called to, they are able to do that. I strongly believe that. So I don't really like calling them gifts, but when I talk to spirit about these psychic channels, they literally hand me like a gift or a present, and that's how they indicate when they're talking about a psychic channel, if that makes sense. I'm going on a little bit of a tangent here, but spirit had told me in the beginning I was not going to be doing one-on-one bookings forever, and I was unsure about when this was all going to change and shift, and I was starting to feel a bit nervous, like thinking, oh, am I just going to like log on to a session one day and all of a sudden I can't channel for my client in a one-on-one setting? Is that what's going to happen? Which is not how it's happened at all. It's just the fact that I felt called back to doing relief teaching. I've been doing a lot more relief and really enjoying it. And naturally, it is hard for me to make one-on-one bookings in advance because I never know what relief days I'm going to be doing and when I'm going to be teaching. So naturally, they have kind of been phased out. Not phased out completely because my spirit team have still told me that I need to offer one-on-one sessions when I have the energy and when I end up with like a free day, for example, and I have a day and my energy's high and I feel called to offer one-on-one spots or, you know, do some extra specials or something like that for guidance. So I'm still going to be doing guidance. I'm still going to be doing emailed readings because I can fit them in within a 7-day period. I can still do distant healings within a 7-day period, but spirit is really calling me to go with my energy. So when I have the energy, that's when I'm going to be in my spiritual space and doing my spiritual work, if that makes sense. So that has been a natural shift that has happened in my business, which is really lovely because it also frees up for me to have more time doing podcast episodes and being in my Patreon community. I love my Patreon community. I am someone who just loves community for like-mindedness. I listened to a podcast a little while ago. I think it was one of the Imperfect podcasts, and they talked about belonging, and I resonated so deeply with that because belonging is so important, and maybe someone needs to hear this today. Finding a sense of belonging somewhere where you feel that you fit in really supports your nervous system. It's almost like as humans, we need to have wholesome connections to be able to thrive, is the word that spirit is using. In order for us to thrive, we need to have friendships, relationships, communities that support us emotionally, mentally, physically in some way. We need to find that sense of belonging to be able to enjoy life. And it's almost like humans, they came here to create community. That's why we have towns and cities and villages and organizations and things like that. There are opportunities for humans to gather where they feel most connected to their human self. And it's a really important part of the spiritual and the journey of a soul here in the human experience. It's so important. Someone obviously needs to hear that today. So I am making way for new shifts in whatever way that they need to look within my business, within my personal life. I feel like I've had a major breakdown in my identity, and I feel like I want to move forward into a more creative energy where I'm able to go with the flow. I'm able to have more time for writing, for speaking, for telling stories, for channeling wisdom, for connecting with spirit, but also just allowing for me to also be human at the same time. Because I think it's so easy when you work in this spiritual space, it's so easy to lose that humanness. And that has been one thing that spirit has really been bringing up for me lately and being like, you still need to just be a human. You know, even though you have been through this spiritual awakening, I don't know if I'm talking about myself here. I feel like I'm talking about myself here, but I'm also talking about someone who's listening. Like, you can go through a intense spiritual experience, an intense spiritual awakening, and still show up in the human aspects of your life, okay? And honestly, people who have been through a spiritual awakening, other humans need them in those human spaces to be able to support them with their evolution, to be able to support them with their personal growth, with their self-awareness, with their emotions, helping them to understand themselves within this human experience, right? So there is a big shift happening at the moment. And I also feel like this might be why I'm getting called back to work in the classroom and work in schools, work with children, is that there's this big shift where we've had this huge spiritual awakening. We had a wave in 2019, 2020, Spirit Show Me. We had a huge wave I was part of that wave. I've gone through this deep healing journey. I've opened my soul business. I've learned so much about spirituality. I still have so much more to learn, but I'm at a place now where I can return to human organizations and human spaces with this new, like, healed identity. And I don't believe I'm healed. I'm not saying that I'm healed. I still have so much healing to do. But I just want you to consider that if you have been on a spiritual path, are you being called back to old places or to human experiences so that you can experience that from a new perspective within a new identity? I don't want people to be in this spiritual space and be feeling like, and feeling guilty because it's like, I've been on this spiritual awakening. I need to stay on this spiritual path. I can't go back to human aspects of my life or whatever. I want this to be your permission slip to be like, okay, I've been on this intense spiritual awakening. I have learned so much about spirituality. I'm now going to embrace the human experience, knowing and understanding what I know about spirituality and about the life journey. I feel like so many people are really being called back to things like play, sport, gardening, like really human elements, okay? And I feel like you're coming back to it with less frustration, with less dense emotions behind it, with less ancestral patternings upsetting your balance. It's like you've healed so much over the last few years and now you're returning to your soul path and your soul mission from a whole new energy. I don't even know whether I've explained that properly, but hopefully that lands in the way that it needs to. One other thing that I am going through right now is I have started my Saturn return. What is a Saturn return? I don't know all the ins and outs of a Saturn return, but I know that during a Saturn return, lots of structures, systems, identities can break down and be cleared. And it's so funny that when I'm like sitting in this energy of the Saturn return, spirit show me two like boxes. And in one box, it's like the Saturn return can bring so much love, joy, marriages, baby births, love, like career abundance, like on one side. And then on the other side, it's like Saturn return can change your life. You leave relationships, you literally burn down all of your identities, you start a new career, you, I don't know, detach from unhealthy family patterns. It's like, it's almost like the yin and the yang is how they show it to me. It's like there's darkness and there's light. And a lot of people, they will be in this energy of one or the other. But at the same time, there is a lot of breakdowns, a lot of change. A lot of like, I want to say emotional turmoil, because it's like so many things are changing. All of the things that you thought were part of who you are maybe are no more or no longer. It's like anything that had a really unstable foundation, anything that was not meant to be with you long term on your soul path, it like falls away. It changes. It shifts. And I think that this Saturn return that I'm entering into right now, it is going to bring a lot of big changes to my business, to my inner world, my outer world. I just know that I'm heading into this with, I'm heading into it with awareness that things in my life are going to change. And I had a birth chart reading a while ago and she said to me, how powerful is it that you are heading into your Saturn return knowing that your life is changing because you have entered your Saturn return. So many people in the past entered into a Saturn return and didn't know they were in a Saturn return, and it made it more difficult to manage and move through because it's very much this energy of like, what the hell is happening to my life right now? What the hell is going on? Everything is changing around me and I don't know why. Your Saturn return, you experience somewhere around, I think it's 28, 29, 30 years old, Then there's another one when you are about between 58 and 60. And then there's another one later in life, I think around 78 to 80. And it's essentially like when Saturn returns to the degree or the house or something that you were born from when you were born. Does that make sense? Go and Google what is a Saturn return. Find out if you're in a Saturn return. Find out if you've been through one already. And work out like what themes were happening in your life when you went through your Saturn return. And do you know what? I'm really glad that I'm going to have a bit of a record around my Saturn return, because I'm literally like at the beginning of mine and it's already been, I want to say transformational. It's already starting to be transformational. And I know that in 3 years' time, or whenever my Saturn return finally ends, I know that I'm going to be in a really different place and really different situations in business, career, just like within myself, my identity, life. I just know that everything's going to be different in some way. I've heard a lot of like beautiful, positive experiences from people when they've been in their Saturn return and, you know, they've had two children, they've got married, like all of these beautiful stories. So I don't want you to like be scared of your Saturn return if you're heading towards one, but I want you to just be aware of it if you're heading towards that space, or if you're sitting in that energy right now. Your Saturn return and your Saturn placements might be creating some challenges for you. But yeah, I'm moving into this different energy. I'm excited to see where it takes me. I'm really excited to tell more stories, be a bit more vulnerable on the podcast, because I feel like I heal through sharing my own stories. So I'm looking forward to doing that a little bit more. I am hoping that I will have more inspiration, more time, more energy to be able to update the podcast, because I am intentionally clearing space within my life right now. I also am still really excited to bring channeled messages, to bring guidance, to, you know, bring through whatever it is that you need to hear to support you on your own journey. I think sometimes it can be so validating and so healing to know that someone else is going through a similar situation, or to just have that guidance from the spiritual realm to know that, okay, this energy that I'm sitting in right now, lots of people are sitting in it. I'm excited to see what this next phase is kind of going to bring. So I guess this episode is more so just a bit of an update of what's happening. We are heading up to a full moon as well. We've got a full moon in 3 days. On Monday we have a full moon. There's an eclipse. We're in the eclipse season. I did a post on my Patreon page this morning, with a spirit channel message about the eclipse energy. So you can always go and check out Patreon if you are interested in that. I have 3 membership options in my Patreon group at the moment, and that is where most of my energy is going to be going in terms of my business. Is going to be going into that Patreon group, because they are like the people in my Patreon group are my OGs. They've been with me. A lot of them have been with me from the beginning. And I feel really strongly that those who get called to the Patreon group, I feel so strongly that I have like a strong soul connection with them to support you to move forward through whatever changes that you go through in your life. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to end the episode with a card pull. And it's funny because I'm trying to shuffle and like no specific card is coming out just yet. And that usually indicates to me that you may have a lot of things going on right now. Your energy might be in a lot of different places. You might be struggling to prioritize your needs and other people's needs. You may have a lot of tasks on your plate with work. You may just have a lot of things on your mind and you're trying to work out, okay, where can I put my energy? Spirit is asking you to really, really get grounded through this full moon energy. With the full moon and the full moon eclipse, try not to make really big decisions. Sometimes you have to, because, you know, there's timestamps and due dates and things like that on contracts, job opportunities, whatnot. But try to use your full moon and the eclipse energy for reflection and gaining clarity. And Spirit were explaining to me this morning that the eclipse energy is kind of like a gradual release method. And if you're a teacher, you will know what I mean by gradual release. It's like in the classroom, when we have a gradual release method, it means you start with all of the students. And as the students gain understanding, you allow them to go back and work independently. So it's like this gradual release of the students. Spirit like uses that and connects it to people's lives and goes, you're finding clarity right now on what needs to be let go. And over the coming weeks, you're going to slowly let things go from your life as the timing feels right for you. Okay. You may be in a space where you're like, I need to get rid of this. I need to get rid of my relationship. I need to get rid of this job. I need to get rid of, you know, something else, this debt, whatever it is. I need to clear out that friendship. You might have a handful of things that you're trying to release from your life because you know that they're not serving you anymore. But Spirit is asking you to just do it gradually. You don't have to burn your life to the ground in one big hit. You can just chip away at it. Allow for one thing to go, allow for that energy to shift, and then work out, okay, what's the next thing? Is the next thing aligned for me? Or do I need to sit on it for another week or so before I release it? So that I can get clear on whether it's right for me to release this. I've just had a card come out, and this card is the Mystic Rose. I'm using the Rose Oracle deck by Rebecca Campbell. I'm really drawn to this deck at the moment because I've been working a lot with Mary Magdalene and like my rose lineage energy. So the Mystic Rose, it says compassion, devotion, humility, humanity, and grace. So the message that's kind of coming through is like, you're in this space where you do need to give yourself grace. You do need to be kind to yourself. Your devotion needs to go to you and go towards making changes that are going to support you to thrive in your life, okay? You need to approach your situations with compassion. Compassion for the self, but also compassion to other people around you. I think a lot of the time we can get caught up in how I feel and we don't necessarily give compassion that we need to others when we're caught up in our own chaos. And Spirit is just asking you to just reflect on where, I want to say, with how you're managing things right now, okay? If you're overwhelmed right now, just be mindful of the type of energy that you may be putting out and sending out into the environments that you're in. The best thing that you can do is come back to yourself, reground, gain your center, okay? Recenter yourself and move forward with grace, okay? You don't need to, I don't know how to word this, but I just don't want people getting really frazzled with the energy right now and then they're putting out that energy onto others and then that's being directly reflected back to you, okay? So just be careful of your mirrors right now. You know, if you need to cancel events because you're not feeling great, it's better to cancel than to show up into a space that, you know, how do I word this? It's so hard to word this because I kind of like am trying to tiptoe around the way that Spirit is saying it and they're just saying to me, just be direct, okay? So they're saying to me, like, if you're in a shitty mood, don't go and ruin someone else's day with your shitty mood, if that makes sense. Like, that's essentially what they're saying. So come back to self, recognize how you're feeling, and take the steps necessary to support you. Because when you support you, you're going to support everyone else around you. It's more supportive for your environments. The reason why they're saying that is because otherwise, unnecessary tension is going to get put on friendships and relationships that don't need to be there. There is nothing wrong with saying, hey, I'm feeling like crap today. I just need to be on my own. I just need to be on my own space. I need to go for a walk. I need to do some yoga. I need to do this. I need to do that to keep the space harmonious, if that makes sense. Okay. It's okay to have a bad day. Spirit's not saying, you know, you can't be in a shitty mood. If you are in a shitty mood, that is totally fine for you to be in that. But just handle yourself with care, because when you handle yourself with care, everyone else feels that too. And it's easier to be in your presence when you're honest, is what they're saying. So don't feel like you have to hide your emotions, but communicate clearly about how you are feeling so that it doesn't damage any relationships and friendships that, you know, are important to you, because otherwise you're going to have to backtrack and do some mending on the other side. Okay. So I hope that something in this lands for someone out there. If not, it's been nice to just show up and chat away and talk about what's been happening in my world. I have got lots of missing puzzle pieces. I do feel like I have some missing puzzle pieces, but I've got lots of moving puzzle pieces in the background at the moment. So I'm really grateful for everyone who's been understanding and has been patient and has been accommodating any reschedules that I've had to make due to, you know, work changes and things like that. I hope you have a really wonderful day. I hope you're having a wonderful day whenever you're listening to this, or I hope you've had a wonderful day if you're listening to this in the evening. If you're listening to this in the morning, I hope you are heading into a wonderful day. And I will be in your ears again soon, I am sure.